Well, good morning. We are so blessed at Second Baptist Church to have so many talented people. And not only talented people, Carrie, thank you. Becca, thank you. But people that proclaim the Word of God and use the talent God has given them. Boy, we're blessed. I want to ask you a question this morning to get started and answer in your own mind when the question is, how are you doing today? And the question is, how's the job going? And the question is, how's school? And the question is, how's church going? And the question is, how's your marriage? And the question is, how are your kids? And many times I hear the response when I ask those questions of, Billy, I'm surviving. Well, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to get over the hump. I'm living day to day, and I'm just trying to survive. How many of you have answered that question that way? Maybe even this week. I'm just trying to survive. I just need to get through the next week. I just have to get through finals. I just have to get through this marriage. Right, Carrie? I just have to survive. Well, I want you to know I've made a decision in my life that I'm not going to settle for surviving whatever life throws at me anymore. The Bible says that I am an overcomer. I am someone that can overcome what the world throws at me. In fact, I did a word search in the New Testament for this word survivor, and it does not show up anywhere in the New Testament. And you say, why, Billy? Why didn't that word in there? I mean, we even have a television series called Survivor. Why isn't it in the Bible? Because the Jesus Christ that we serve, that came into this world, was not here to survive. Jesus did not survive the earth. Jesus did not just survive death. He did not just survive ridicule and abuse and beatings. He did not just survive the Pharisees. He did not just survive the desert for 40 days. He did not just survive the devil. Jesus overcame the world. He's an overcomer. And what that tells me is that God wants you and I. He wants us. He wants Second Baptist Church to go beyond surviving. He doesn't want you and I to just survive in our lives. He wants us to overcome. Maybe you are fighting cancer. Well, he wants you to overcome that fight. Maybe you're fighting a bad relationship in a marriage, and he wants you to overcome that and have a fulfilling marriage. Maybe you're struggling in your financial life. He wants you to be an overcomer. You may find yourself with trouble with your children, and you're just trying to survive. And God says, no, quit that. Change your mentality. Be an overcomer, just like I am. For I have overcome the world for you. And as I look around the Christian community, I believe that we very well know how to survive. Folks, we've mastered it. We know how to survive. We know how to get to tomorrow. We know how to do whatever it is we need to do today to get to tomorrow. We're good at it. Excuse me. Thank you. We're good at surviving. We're good at just getting by. We're good at just checking the box. We're good at putting this smile on our face and moving on to the very next day. And I believe so few Christians go that extra step from survival to overcoming. From surviving the situation to overcoming the situation. And in 1 John this morning, John is telling us, let me teach you, let me show you what it means to be an overcomer. Let me show you what it means to overcome the things that Jesus has already overcome for you and for me.
So pay close attention this morning, because we need to know how to overcome what life throws at us. Turn with me, if you would, in your Bibles to 1 John, the 5th chapter. We have it on the screen. We'll read it. Verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we are children of God. By loving God and carrying out his commands, this is the love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone, circle verse 4, for everyone born of God does what? Overcomes the world. The Bible doesn't say you survive the world. It says in verse 4 that everyone born of God, everyone that has accepted Jesus into their life, everyone that has confessed faith in him is born of God and has overcome, verse 4 says, born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Verse 5, who is it that overcomes the world? The question is, only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Who overcomes the world? Me and you, right? He who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We are overcomers, church. We are not put on this world to be average and ordinary. We're not put in this earth to survive. We're put here to overcome. The power to overcome whatever it is that life throws at us is drawn from a relationship with Jesus. And listen, it is available to you the moment of salvation. Notice what verse 4 says again. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. Listen, you have a problem in your life and you handle it in your own power and strength, then you're just going to survive it. You have a problem in your life and you handle it with the strength and the power you receive with your relationship from Jesus Christ, and you will overcome the problem. Let's take an example. You have a problem in your marriage. We see it all the time. And you try to work on that problem because you want the marriage to survive for the children. How many times have we heard that? Well, we've got to survive for the children, for the sake of the children. And you may very well accomplish that goal in your life, and your marriage may very well survive. But if you take that same marriage with the same problem, and you put an almighty God in there that's an overcomer of the world in the middle of that relationship, and you draw on his power and his strength, and now that marriage no longer survives, but it overcomes. It propels to new heights. There are things within that marriage that you never seemed or dreamed possible. And you say, how long is it before when I become a Christian, how long is it? The Bible says the very moment that you're saved. You see, Second Baptist Church, we need to stop surviving. We need to get out of the mode of, boy, we're just surviving. We're just trying to get to the next month. We're just surviving financially. We're just surviving in our classes. We're just surviving in everything we do. We are not called to survive. We are called to be overcomers. We need to quit just surviving in our commitment, surviving in our outreach, surviving in our worship service, surviving. God says no. Second Baptist Church, you are called to overcome. And how long do I have to be a Christian before I can move from survivor to overcomer? And the Bible says the moment you're saved, the moment you saved, you have the power. You are given the power to move from a survivor to an overcomer. And John says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. That means the newest Christian or the oldest Christian, both have the power immediately to overcome. That's why we hear stories of people whose life is a total wreck, and they give their life to Jesus Christ. And what a remarkable turnaround. What happened? They allowed the power of God to change them. They became an overcomer, not just a survivor. I've heard stories of people who've been Christians for years, and there's nothing special about their life or spectacular about their Christian life, and then life throws a storm in their way. Life throws something at them, and instead of being defeated, they flourish. Why? What happened? They became an overcomer. Today, church, maybe you're tired of just surviving. You're tired of our church just surviving. You're tired of your marriage just surviving. You're tired of surviving just going to work every day. Maybe you're tired of getting up every day and trying to find a way just simply to survive. God invites you to draw on His strength and His power this morning and to overcome the world. Overcomers, secondly, fight the real enemy. Not the enemy we choose to fight, but the real enemy. Do you know how much grief is in our life because we fight the wrong enemy? Do you know how much grief is in our church because we fight each other and it's not even the enemy? We fight the wrong enemy. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. I don't know about you, but at Christmas time, there are families of the old age of how much money we're going to spend on buying gifts for family and for friends. And there's usually one person in the group that's Mr. Scrooge, and that's usually me in my family. And so I'm trying to say, hey, let's don't do that. And Karen's saying, no, let's do twice as much. And so I'm that guy. But is the enemy Karen? No. Is the enemy your spouse in whatever the situation is? The answer is no. The problem in the enemy is not Karen. The problem in the enemy in this world about Christmas is not people. The problem in this enemy, it's commercialism, is that we have turned the celebration of Jesus Christ into this commercialism, into this big deal. And if you're fighting someone because of that, you're fighting the wrong enemy. Paul put it this way in Ephesians 6 and 12. Here's what he said. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, it's against the authorities, it's against the powers of the dark, it's against the spiritual forces of evil that are in the heavenly realm. My enemy is not the person that I cannot get along with. My enemy is not the person that I don't like that sits next to me in church. My enemy is not the co-worker that always has a sarcastic remark. My enemy is not my child's friends that I believe have led them down the wrong path. My enemy's not my spouse who doesn't agree with me. My enemy's not the church. My enemy's not the hypocrites. My enemy's not the school. My enemy is not my in-laws. My enemy is the world. My enemy is in the world. The world that is in the grip of Satan. He is this small god that is still a roaring lion that is seeking to devour. He's seeking to destroy, and he must be reckoned with. Today, is it possible that our church is fighting the wrong enemy? Do you really think that your problem is that other person? Do you really think your problem is your job? No. You're fighting the wrong enemy. Overcomers, they choose to fight the real enemy. Quit wasting your time fighting the wrong enemy. If you're going to be that overcomer, it begins by admitting that the battles we face, listen, are more supernatural than we usually give them credit for. Oh, and that's supernatural. Now you start backpedaling and say, oh, Billy, now wait a minute. Supernatural. 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 You see, overcomers correctly identify the events in their lives as supernatural. And it grows their faith. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. That's the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. You see, John has told us what we need to know and who our real enemy is. And now he's going to tell us why. If we identify something as natural, that was supernatural in design, then our faith is not reinforced. Our faith does not grow. But if you take that same event and you identify it as a supernatural, a God sin, then we know it's a spiritual matter. And when we know it's a spiritual matter, as we pray, we read our scripture, we give testimony to what God can do, and our faith grows, and our awareness grows, and our supernatural capabilities grow of what God can do in our life. So many examples of that. So many examples. A few years ago, Karen's parents have a camp at Albert Pike. It was where 21 people died. They had the big flood at Camp Albert Pike. And they have a cabin there. And a few years ago, the whole family had met at the cabin. And I'm not a great outdoorsman at all. But there's a 5 or 6 mile hike. And it was just after, not long after that flood, and there were trees everywhere laying down and the winding stairs. And we were going up and under trees, and we got lost, and the trail was gone because of the flood. And we were out there, seemed like forever. 5 hours, 6 hours, and it was her dad, mom, and our whole family. And we were making this trek. Little did we know, and Tom had told us that he was going to the doctor the next day for a checkup, and we didn't think anything about it. Tom's a 5'7", 135-pound farmer. It's worked hard all his life. He's in great shape, looks good, felt good. He goes to the doctor the next day, and they do this checkup, and he has 5 blockages. He needs 5 bypasses. And Karen and I are looking at each other like, wow, we just hiked all of this 2 days ago, and now he's going into the doctor and he needs all these bypasses. It broke our heart because we realized we could have lost him right out there at Albert Pike. But instead of seeing that as just a natural event of something that occurred, listen, I saw that as a supernatural event. Karen and I saw that as a supernatural event, and we began praying about it, and we began reading scripture about the power of God to work in our lives, and I wrote down the desire of my heart. I wrote down what I wanted to happen, and I meditated on that, and the result was he went to the doctor's office. He had these 5 blocked arteries after he had just hiked for 5 hours. And I believe the power of God and that test saved Tom's life. But let me tell you what happened to me as a result of correctly identifying it as a spiritual matter. My faith grew. My awareness grew to be open to supernatural things. Supernatural matters grew in my mind. I saw my family's faith grow. I saw their awareness become more real of supernatural matters as they would grow in our life. Listen, if we correctly identify what the enemy is and we use the strength and power of Jesus Christ, our faith will naturally grow and we will start seeing other things for what they really are. Folks, our church growth is not natural. It's supernatural. Our finances are not natural. Our marriage is not natural. That baby that Christine's carrying, that's not natural. That's supernatural. This little baby that we dedicated this morning, that's supernatural. We have to look at it as things really are, not as we think they are, not as natural things, but as supernatural things. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10, it says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now have come the salvation, the power of the kingdom of God, and the authority of His Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They overcame Him." How? By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of His testimony. They did not love their lives so much to shrink from their death. Overcomers see things as supernatural. They see things in a different way. Overcomers exhibit confidence because of what God wants to do in your life through Jesus. In verse 5, the Bible says, "Who is it that overcomes the world? It is only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." Do you know what a survivor's confidence is found in? It's found in their own determination. It's found in their own set of skills. It's found in their never giving up attitude. We talked about it last week. It's found in the bootstraps of America approach. Pull myself up by my bootstraps and work a little harder and do a little bit more. I can fix anything I want to fix whenever I want to fix it. God has given me that mind to do that. I can fix it. I can make this work. I can get through this day. I can tread water. Where is your confidence in those words? It is in yourself. That is the survival mode. And the overcomer's confidence is found in this person of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ said I could. Why? Because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. He has destined me to be part of that. An overcomer's confidence is found in the person of Jesus Christ. You see, sometimes I disappoint myself. Sometimes I disappoint my family. But listen, God never disappoints. I would rather be an overcomer and have my confidence in God. You see, when I was born again, I was born to be an overcomer. I was born to overcome the world. I was not born to be average and ordinary. I was born to be in God's grip and God's grace and to do something great for God. Church, that's why we're here. Oh, we settle so easily for just getting through another day. And God's called you to be great. He's called you to be an overcomer. So you have to make that choice. You have to make the choice that says, "Billy, I'm going to be an overcomer. I'm tired of just surviving. I'm tired of just getting by. I'm tired of fixing. I want to be an overcomer. I've been destined to be an overcomer." Could I ask, what have you chosen in your life? Are you just surviving? Just trying to get through another day or another hour? Maybe today is that day that you switch. You switch for surviving what life throws at you into becoming something more. Becoming something supernatural. Becoming an overcomer that you're destined to be. You see, I am a child of God. And I am destined to overcome. Church, if you are a child of God, that is your destiny. It is given to you. We just must accept it. And we can then become overcomers of anything the devil, the world, whomever throws in our lap. Because we will then see things from a supernatural matter instead of from an earthly matter. Where are you in your life? I serve a Lord who has overcome the world. You serve a Lord that has overcome the world. Can you then be an overcomer? Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. And Father, my prayer of encouragement would be that we would decide in our own lives that we are going to be overcomers of this world and not just survive. But Father, we are more than survivors. We are your children that are destined to overcome the world. Father, not on our strength, not on our might, not on our will, but only because of you. May we overcome. And Father, we enter this season where Jesus, our Christ, His birthday. What a reminder, Father, of this child on this earth for over 30 years. Not surviving, but overcame every obstacle. That overcame everything in his life he was destined to overcome. Thank you for your word that reminds us this morning that if we are of Christ, then we are also destined to overcome. And Father, may we take grip of that. May we hold that close to our heart. May today, Father, we also just decide, I'm an overcomer. I'm not going to just survive anymore. Father, thank you for this time together. Father, we pray earnestly this morning that if there's one here that does not know who you are, that your word says today would be that day. Today they would accept Christ as their Savior. Father, there may be one here this morning that needs to follow your command of baptism. There may be here one this morning that wants to join this fellowship. There may be here one this morning that needs to walk across the aisle and pray with someone. Father, whatever it is, this time we open it to your Holy Spirit to move around this place. Father, convict our heart and may your people respond. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Would you stand with me this morning?